Well, it is a delight to be here with you today. Being a Salvationist from New Zealand, we don't like to admit this very often, but, you know, we do take a fair bit of notice of what goes on in Australia. And, you know, since a very young age, I've known about Parramatta Salvation Army and first visit and delighted to be here. Wonderful history from this Corps. Set a really good standard in your local community and, you know, many, many faithful leaders along the way, and we celebrate that. And we recognise today, you know, a wonderful step forward. It's taken, apparently, quite a few years to get here, but here you are in a high-profile site in the midst of Parramatta, which I understand now is called the centre of Sydney. Is that how you see it, the locals, you know? Which I get geographically, it is. It's a really important part of this really large area, city called Sydney. And here you are, you know, in a really prominent section, beautifully renovated building, and technology to kill. I mean, it's wonderful, isn't it? You got all the bells and whistles, everything we need. And I actually celebrate that with you because I recognise, you know, these are not easy journeys. Making the decisions, having the courage, and then actually working out what you want to have in the building and what it's going to look like in the future. So I want to be very encouraging to start with and say thank you for all your hard work. Thank you for your faithfulness. Some of you have been at this for a very long time. You've given hours and hours and hours of dedicated ministry in this place, and we're really grateful to you. Thank you. I'd also have to say that I think you stand at a very significant fork in the road in terms of being the Salvation Army in the Australia of 2020 and soon to be the Australia of 2021. Now, I used to watch a program, you know, one of these political ones that the name says everything. It was a program called Straight Talk. All right, you can imagine what that program's like on TV with politicians, can't you? So, please, I'm not taking anything away from the celebration and the achievements and the history, but I do, as the TC of this incredible Salvation Army in Australia today, and I'm a little nervous to be honest, today I want to do a straight talk with Parramatta Salvos. I've been around a fair while in the Salvation Army. I've led corps like this with Jay together. Our very first appointment was Christchurch City Corps in the Salvation Army in New Zealand, which was then the largest corps. We were the assistant officers there. We've been the corps officers at Auckland Congress Hall. We've been soldiers at the Wellington City Corps as it's wrestled. All of them have wrestled and all of them have struggled. We've been in Croydon, Salvation Army, most recently before we came here in London. Croydon steeped in history in the Salvation Army. Croydon was when the East London Christian Mission changed its name to be the Christian Mission before the Salvation Army even got its name. It's number 9 in the formation of the Christian Mission, steeped in history. But I have to say, friends, the common factor in all of these corps is a struggle to find identity today, a struggle to communicate the gospel, a struggle to connect with people in their real world. And therefore, and there's nothing wrong with aging because we're all doing it every day, but a very aging Salvation Army and a declining Salvation Army. So that's the problem, friends. My original training was in science. So in science, you've always got to define the problem. So I hope you've heard the problem. But there's a tremendous solution, friends. And I'm not going to bag what's been in the past. because the Salvation Army of the past did some great things. But friends, we've got to move on. The Salvation Army of the past in Australia will not meet the missional needs of current Australia. And with this beautiful building set in a perfect place to do mission, we've got to push this forward, probably at a faster rate than we have in the past. There are corps around Australia that I'm deeply concerned about, corps that have fantastic histories, beautiful, huge numbers of people, huge numbers, and they're now down to very small numbers. So friends, I want to offer and challenge you in this new place on the opening weekend about two things that I think from Scripture are absolutely vital to your success. And the first is represented in those that little selection of verses that we've had. And the first verses that we heard were from Luke chapter 4. And they're what many people would say are the mission statement of Jesus. Come from Isaiah, of course, that great place of ba-ba sheep and do-ba-ba, all of that stuff. The mission statement of Jesus. It's beautifully linked in something that we in our humanity, we tend to break things up into pieces we can manage. But you see, when you look at that mission statement of Jesus, we see that what he says he's here to do is to care, to bring good news of salvation, to proclaim justice. Can you hear some Salvation Army mission statement things coming through that? That's what he says he's here for. Not just to create a congregation that we are happy with the worship style and we like the music and we, you know, feel good coming here. No. I can't imagine actually sometimes, or this is probably completely wrong theologically, but I can't imagine that Jesus was always so happy, you know, to be doing the hard stuff on earth. But he wasn't called just to be happy and comfortable. He came to earth to actually roll his sleeves up, get dirty, meet people at their place of need. And he cared for people. He reached out to what in those days, he reached out to the very people that society rejected. I don't think we sometimes quite understand how radical he was. And yet somehow in our church, we've become really good at excluding people and not including them. Yet Jesus was the great includer. He cared for people. He brought them the great news of salvation. He proclaimed justice. As Jesus fulfilled his mission, he broke down the barriers for the excluded in society. He was a champion of diversity and inclusion, an absolute champion. Then we heard from Acts chapter 2. And here is the church. And when we hear those verses of what the early church was like, what do we find? We find a group of people who modeled a life of caring, of faith development, of community, and of justice. And there, once again, are the four elements of the mission statement of the Salvation Army in Australia. Friends, if we just be a worshipping community, we are not the Salvation Army. We are only the Salvation Army when we grapple with and wrestle with and enact this mission, this integrated, holistic mission of, yes, speaking the gospel, and but it's also serving the gospel. And so, you know what, at times in our history, where our social services and our community engagement have sat far from core, those days have to be over, friends. Our mission will never be successful if we divide it up into pieces. You see, because when we go back to the mission statement of Jesus, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord has sent me." Those filled with the Spirit of the Lord need to be those who are engaging in our community mission, caring for people, building healthy communities, working for justice, and at the same time, by word and by deed and by attitude and by action, living out and speaking out the gospel of Jesus Christ. Acts 1 verse 8, that simple one in there, it's not a command to go and be as witnesses. It simply says is, I will fill you with my Spirit, and as you live your life, you will be my witnesses, because my Spirit is within you. So there's the first thing, friends. As a Salvation Army, we have a very clear statement of who we are, our identity. It's not just what we do, it's who we are. And who we are aligns with the mission statement of Jesus and aligns with the mission of the early church. And who we are is Spirit-filled people who will care for people. Spirit-filled people who will help others on their faith journey of discovery. Spirit-filled people who will build healthy communities. Spirit-filled people who will work for justice. If the Salvos of Parramatta just see this new place as your place to come and worship and meet your friends, you're doomed. And again, I could list you a good list of core from around the world, Western developed countries, who have been magnificent in their history, but haven't adapted to our new world and haven't brought mission back to front and centre, and therefore have lost their way and lost their life. Parramatta Salvos, I so don't want that to happen for you. So I challenge you and I call you forward, not to the comfort of church and your own little community, but the challenge and the needs of the Parramatta community. That's why we exist. That's got to be our heartbeat. God will bless us as we serve him. The second thing, remember I said there were two? So here's the second thing. Let me just dump this down. Now back in in my home core, this is a very long time ago, 1970s, you know, when scripture and song and things like that started to come out and we started to sing these lovely choruses and started to use guitars in the Salvation Army and things like that. It was all rather exciting, really. Well, it was exciting for those of us who were young. There were others who weren't so excited. Therein lies one of our problems, friends. Therein lies one of our problems. But we used to sing a beautiful chorus, A New Commandment I Give to You. Do you remember that one? Key of E flat, beautiful. Don't know why that sticks, but it does. A beautiful singing of the Word of God and the truth of God. A new commandment I give to you. And here's the verses. It's John chapter 13. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other. How much? Just as much as I've loved you. Wow. You should love each other that much. Your love for one another will show to the world that you are mine. Friends, it's such a simple equation. This community, if it were, I mean this, you know, community, Salvos, Parramatta, if we want to show God to the world, if we want to display Jesus to the world, he simply says, love each other, and they'll see him. So, straight talk. Friends, those things that have divided us in the past, those grizzles and complaints about each other, about music styles, about what temperature it is in the room, about whether we like the new lighting or the new technology or what's what or who wears what or it's not like it used to be, friends, that just diminishes. That just diminishes any chance of those who you serve in mission seeing the love of Jesus for them. Because they just see a bunch of people in a group called a church behaving the same way they see the rest of the world behaving. And these days we are getting more polarized, we're getting more full of attitude and disagreement. I mean, one of the things that blows my mind is how most of us can go to work and agree in workplace that with all the policies there are these days about bullying and about respect and about harassment and all the rest of it, we behave in one way at work, and the same people go home and vomit all over social media about each other. I just don't get that. That ain't consistent. That's not true. That's not real. And what people who you are going to serve from this community, what they need to experience is that when they come in here, whether you're old or young, whether you're this ethnicity or that ethnicity, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're anything, that everybody is loved. And that even if some music absolutely irritates you, you'll smile because it's helping other people. And you'll speak positively about each other because that's the love of Christ. Do you know how much he loved you? He let them drive great nails through his hands and his feet, and he died an agonizing death. And he faced down hell so that we might live. And he says, just do that for each other, will you? Wow. I'm done. Two things, two challenges, friends. And let me say again, I am absolutely delighted for you. Couldn't be more pleased for a Salvation Army in the middle of a city like Parramatta, in this great metropolis of Sydney, in this nation that needs Jesus Christ. I can't be more thrilled for you to have a beautifully furbished building right in the centre. But my two challenges are to you. If we hang on to what's been, you're doomed to die. We have to be a missional Salvation Army. We have to be. And you are the mission. Because you see, our identity as disciples of Jesus Christ is mission. Jesus was mission. That was his identity. He lived it out, and he calls us to do the same. Please, please, don't go, oh, well, that's money care, or that's, you know, all the other parts of the Salvation Army. That's their job. No, it's not. It's our job. Ours. Because you see, our mission is caring for people, creating faith pathways, building healthy communities, working for justice, all of those things for all of us, contributing. Not comfortable, pew-sitting, do what I enjoy doing, salvationism. That will not take you forward. And the second thing is, the most compelling thing for people you minister to will be the quality of your love for each other in this community. Your patience, your kindness, your smile, your positivity, even when you completely disagree. Completely disagree. The difference of a spirit-filled, God-directed church is that we'll love each other anyway. And we'll link our arms together and we'll show the world what the love of Christ is by how much we love for each other. It's a really simple recipe. Mission and a God-glorifying, loving community. And I guess as your TC, I'm saying, are you up for it? Because we're praying for that for you. Because Parramatta needs that. The world needs that. Australia needs that. And you will find such fulfillment in your growth as disciples of Jesus as you follow that path for you. So bless you. Please don't take that as all being negative. I'm saying it as a challenge. It's time to step forward. Well done. Really well done where you've got to. But man, oh man, it's time to be a different army. You got a great place. Let's take a step forward. Great history. Let's honour it. But that history will not serve us today. So grasp it. Take it. Work with it. Contribute to it. Give your time. Give your expertise. Give the gifting God has given to you. Throw yourself into it for the sake of the kingdom of God on earth. Music team's going to come and lead us in a lovely song, really, which is all about our mission. It's one of the ways William Booth quite poetically put it for us, memorable way. And I would just ask you today, even challenge you today, to think about your part in this. The Lord bless you and thank you for your time.